When you turn on the TV these days, it's easy to find a dating show. There's The Bachelor, Love Island, and Love is Blind, to name a few. And now, there's even one focused on farmers.
Saddle up and hang on real tight. It's gonna be a wild, romantic ride.
Fox's Farmer Wants a Wife recently wrapped up its first season. The show got Harvest Public Media's ex-cadet Nunez wondering what dating is like for farmers and ranchers. She started by visiting one of the show's contestants.
Oklahoma rancher Landon Heaton never expected to wind up on TV. Then one day, he got an Instagram message from Fox.
They approached me to do this show, and I said no 150 times, but the 151st, I said yes.
Heaton calls himself a rancher first and a farmer second. In the show, Farmer Wants a Wife, Heaton is one of four farmers from across the country who are set up with single women from big cities to show them life on the farm.
Farming and ranching is in my blood, but my lifestyle is not the easiest. My house is kind of in the middle of nowhere. Nearest neighbor's 2.5 miles away, and dating apps are great, but you can only set that perimeter so wide.
Heaton is 35 and lives alone about an hour outside of Oklahoma City, near a small town called Coyle. Not only does living in a town of about 350 people limit his dating prospects, he says the demand of working on a farm also took over his life.
Why am I going to go out to the bars when I got to wake up at 6 in the morning and go check calves? Or it's calving season, or you've got whatever it is. And so that's kind of the pattern I've found myself in.
As much as he loves his ranch, he says joining the show made him realize how valuable it is to find someone special.
You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what life you build for yourself. If you don't have someone to share that with or pass that down to, then what'd you build it for?
Every year, more and more young people are leaving their small farming communities behind, shrinking the dating pool for the 20 and 30-year-olds that stay. Kenneth Johnson is a demographer and sociologist at the University of New Hampshire. He says rural farming counties have lost about 40% of young adults each decade since the 1950s.
Farming has continued to get bigger and more mechanized, and so there's less opportunities in farming itself, and often the opportunities for higher education or for going to the military would draw people out of that community, and many of them who leave don't come back.
Some dating sites want to make finding love a little easier for people living in rural areas, like the popular dating site Farmers Only.
City folks just don't get it.
Farmers Only is a niche online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and rural people to connect. It has attracted over 10 million members since it launched in 2005. Michael Gober is the marketing manager of Farmers Only. He says, despite the name, the dating site is meant for people with similar small town values to find each other more easily.
They want somebody who is accepting of their lifestyle, somebody who's accepting of their work ethic and their work-life balance, and wants to make a life together in rural America.
For some, that might mean driving long distances in order to date.
I was always kind of an out-of-town girlfriend kind of guy.
That's Chris Dowling. He's 30 and recently married. He says he met his wife on the dating app Bumble while visiting some friends in Oklahoma City. He would drive about 3 hours from his family's farm to visit her in the city for every date. Before he was married, he says he'd look for relationships outside of his hometown of Alva because he wasn't really interested in dating people he had known since the second grade.
If I wanted to explore a dating pool in Alva, is it going to have to be, you know, the same people? I guess it was easier to date outside of what my norm would be, right?
He and his wife, Kendall, currently live in a suburb of Oklahoma City, but he says he dreams of moving back to his hometown with his wife one day to raise their future kids on the farmland he loves and grew up on. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Excaret Nunez.